Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs of 17, lows of 14. Tuesday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 18, lows of 13. Wednesday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze as well, highs of 19, lows of 14. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 18, lows of 13. And finally, Friday we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 18, lows of 14. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Cabinet Member for Transport and Infrastructure, Councillor Ian Ward, has said that the Isle of Wight Council is managing the island's recovery from the coronavirus pandemic in a safe and sensitive way. Last night, it was announced by the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, that the hospitality sector can reopen again from 4th of July, paving the way for Britain to bounce back. Councillor Ward has said that he knows there will be people who still have concerns about the impact of taking steps towards recovery, but he says these steps will be managed in a safe and sensitive way. In a normal year, almost 40% of the island's visitors arrive on the island between July to September. With this in mind, the council recognises that the summer period is vital for hospitality businesses and jobs that rely on the tourist trade in the summer to support them throughout the winter. Councillor Ward said, "As a council, we have the difficult balancing act of supporting these businesses, which are vital to the economy, while at the same time trying to keep the community safe and managing any spread of the infection." Meanwhile, the Isle of Wight Council has moved to reassure thousands of vulnerable islanders that changes to shielding arrangements will not mean the end of their local support. The council has pledged to continue its vital work in supporting around 6,000 residents who are currently shielded or isolated and need help getting food and medication. It comes after the government this week announced people will no longer be advised to shield from 1st of August, with relaxation of current guidance ending the national support offer of food parcels and medication deliveries. Council leader Dave Stewart said he recognised some residents might feel anxious about the change in advice, but sought to reassure them they could still access local support through the 01983 823 600 COVID-19 helpline number. The helpline will continue to operate beyond 1st of August to ensure those that need continued support are able to access it through a range of local provisions that will remain in place. Over the next 6 weeks, Councillor Stewart said the council would be contacting shielded residents to prepare them for the changes and to discuss their options. And finally, a firefighter has retired after completing more than 32 years of dedicated service with the Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service. Simon Rann joined the retained duty system at Newport on 11th of April 1988. Over the course of more than three decades, his role included a diverse array of incidents. It was in July 1994 when Simon was able to transfer the skills he had honed to a full-time position at Red Watch in Newport, serving alongside a number of memorable characters, including current Deputy Chief Fire Officer Steve Apter. Simon transferred to White Watch for a period before serving the rest of his career on Blue Watch. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotel.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. Number 1, Joe Frost, who's a reality star. Number 2, Michael Ball, who's a stage actor. Number 3, James Ford, who's a soap opera actor. And number 4, Victor Kim, who's a dancer. Do you know how old these people are? Well, I'll tell you in a minute. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio with some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 26th of June 1997 was when the first book in the famous Harry Potter series was published. The series of seven books has had 500 million copies sold and has been translated into 80 languages. Author J.K. Rowling, who wrote the books, knew how the last book in the series was going to end when she started writing the first one, meaning that she kept the ending secret for 10 years. On the 24th of June 1509, King Henry VIII, one of the most well-known kings of England, was coronated. One of the things he was most well-known for is reforming the English religion, which he did to get a divorce from the first of his six wives. Another little-known fact about the king is that he was a talented composer of music. The 26th of June 1945 was when the United Nations Charter was signed by its 50 founding members. After the Second World War, nobody wanted anything like it to happen again. With its headquarters in New York City, the United Nations is a key part of international cooperation. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is coriaceous, C-O-R-I-A-C-E-O-U-S. It means resembling or having the texture of leather. It originated from late 17th century from the Latin word corium, which means leather, plus the suffix us, O-U-S. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now!
I'm Ophelia, and remember all about these people I told you who are having their birthdays today? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and dates of birth. Number 1, Joe Frost, who was born in 1971, who's 49 years old today. Number 2, Michael Ball, who was born in 1962, who's age 58 today. Number 3, James Ford, who was born in 1996, who's aged 24 years old today. And finally, Victor Kim, who was born in 1986, who's aged 34 years old today. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now!
In Isle of Wight news this week, Trading Standards have received reports of a scam text and are warning island residents to look out for it. It purports to be from the HMRC and says that a tax rebate has been issued to you for an overpayment in the year 19 and 20 and asks you to click on a link to proceed. This is a scam. The HMRC will never contact you in this way. You can report spam texts directly to your mobile phone provider. All operators now use 7726 as a short code to report spam texts, which is free of charge. All of the UK's mobile operators work together to deploy a tool which collates all the information from the 7726 short code in real time. This means that they can take early action to block numbers that are generating spam on their networks. They can also use this information to inform the regulators. You can report spam texts directly to your mobile phone provider free of charge by forwarding the text message to 7726. Never click on links in texts and emails. Stay safe. Meanwhile, the island's hospitality and tourism sector has been urged to prepare for the return of summer visitors after the government gave the green light for hotels, B&Bs and campsites to reopen from 4th of July. With summer staycations now in sight, Visit Isle of Wight for Isle of Wight Council and the island's MP have joined forces to help push the island to the forefront of the highly competitive UK holiday market. Welcoming this week's announcement by the Prime Minister, Council Leader Dave Stewart said he hoped it marked a turning point for island businesses and local livelihoods. This is excellent news for our island tourism and hospitality economy and reflects the safe and steady approach we have taken throughout this crisis, he said. We can now work with our island businesses to ensure we are able to save our summer while still keeping our community safe and protected. The island has so much to offer, and because of restrictions with holidaying abroad, people can look to the island for a safe and relaxing break after all the turbulence and stress of the coronavirus lockdown. At the same time, we are looking at how we can put in place a system where people can leave contact details that can be used by tracing if needed. And finally, organisers of the annual Isle of Wight Scooter Rally have announced that the event has been cancelled for 2020. VFM say that the safety of scooterists, bands, crew and the Isle of Wight residents is paramount and that they are not prepared to compromise that. Those behind the August Bank Holiday event say they have been constantly monitoring the government updates and feel that currently cancelling or postponing, as organisers have stated, is the only safe option. For those that have purchased VFM 2020 AAA tickets, these will remain valid for the 2021 Isle of Wight Scooter Rally. That's all, and I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.